So God want your every prayer answered. He want praise to continue to come out of your mouth, not grumbling, not complaining. He said, follow the example. He said, follow, this is verse 9, follow the example of all that we have imparted to you. And the God of peace will be with you in all things. Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Don't bring God fake praise, but let it be real and authentic. Genuine and pure, holy and sacred. That praise that comes from your heart to him, you see, that's where he lives. And that's what he wants. You were created this way. You were created for this. Don't let your flesh rob you. Don't let some unbeliever around you stop you. Don't allow anybody to stop you from giving God what's due his name. Hallelujah. I want to close with this one. Let me read this one before I close. I want to close with this one. I believe when David wrote this song, anyway, might have been somebody else, but most of them were written by David. But listen what 1 Thessalonians says. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16. Just the real short verses, but listen to it. Let joy be your continued feast. See, don't walk around with frowns on your face and frowns in your heart. Let joy be your continued feast. You can choose to be joyful or you can choose to be sad. Let joy be what you feast on continually. Hallelujah. Always encouraging. Always saying words that are going to help somebody. Don't go around try to tear somebody down. He said, listen to what he said. Let joy be your continued feast. Make your life a prayer. Oh, I know people say, man, why y'all pray so much? Why y'all, we just getting started. We ain't praying good yet. Make your life a prayer. Make your life a prayer. And in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks. Always. Always praising God. Always giving thanks. In the midst of everything, always giving thanks. For this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus. That's why we do it. It's God's plan for you. It's the way we live. It's what he created us to do. He didn't create you to walk around with frowns on your face, pain and pain in your heart, and hate or evil or something that brings stress on you. He didn't create you. Always be joyful. Always give thanks. What do you want? Because God is good. Well, something may have happened to you wasn't good, but God's still good. So you can thank him. God is good. And he's good. And what he will do, he'll bring you out of that too. Yes, he will. He'll make sure you won't fail in that. So I want to close with this song. In 146. God is so wonderful, magnificent. He's an extraordinary God. And I don't know if I'm giving due to, doing my best to give what due to his greatness. He's extraordinary. He's magnificent. He's words is we just don't have them in our vocabulary. Or to express and tell all of the goodness of God, but we don't know it. But we can tell what we do know. When he made this world, he knew exactly what he was doing. Psalm 146, 1. And you listen to this from the Passion Translation. I'm going to do this from the Passion. And it says, hallelujah. This is by Zechariah Haggai. It said, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, my innermost being. We'll praise you. What my innermost being, in your innermost being, that means my spirit. I will spend my life praising you and singing high praises to you. My God, every day of my life. Now, I'm just going to say this because, and I plan to do more of it. Sometimes, it just, when you do it, because see, I'm not, you know, I'm back there in my office, and I try not to do it at the house so much because it gets so loud and you disturb your wife and disturb people in you. But boy, sometimes I get out here in this office and they just hit me. I mean, I have some. Y'all think, I got a microphone back there. I ain't kidding you. Ooh, God, it's so good, y'all. I just don't, I'm going to do it more. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't want to say nothing negative. He said, I will spend my life praising you and singing high praise. What kind of praise? High praises to you, my God. Every day of my life. How many days? Every day of my life. We can never look to men for help. And that's what some people do. They get in trouble when they do. No matter who they are. We get hung up on all these things. But men is a fallen object, a fallen subject, a fallen thing if you look to them for help. They are not your source. They will surely fail you. We can never look to men for help, no matter who they are. They can't save us. No, they can't. But even our great leaders do what? Fail and fall. They too are just what? Mortal, who will one day do what? Die. In death, the spirits of all depart and their body return to dust. In the day of their death, all their what? Projects and plans are over. Everything they was doing, the minute they stop sucking air in their lungs, they're letting it out, they're not going to do anything else in this earth. It's over. It's over. But you know who's still here? My God. My God is still here. I had a dear friend, and when I started, we bought this land, and we bought 2 acres and started building the first building of building my house. And he helped me so much because I didn't know about material and how to do it and all. He helped me so much right in the middle of it. Right in the middle of what we were doing, he died on me. Do you hear me? I said he died. I missed him so much because he was teaching me. But you know what I did? I grabbed